By the power vested in me, I hereby declare the Friendlytown City Council meeting to order. Now chant it with me. Friendlytown!
Friendlytown! Friendlytown! Friendlytown! Friendlytown!
Friendlytown, ladies and gentlemen, this is the annual, not annual, weekly meeting. It's the annual weekly meeting of the Friendlytown City Council. Those of you guys who are unfamiliar with Friendlytown, it is a world-building comedy experience. Improvisational stand-up, if you will. And we will. I will have you know, we will. This week, Friendlytown has decided to convene to discuss an important issue facing our city. Pretend that that says May 1st. Pretend that that says Monday, May 1st. Last week, as you saw, we had part one of the Friendlytown Eco Forum, in which we addressed a major issue, which had been set forth by our friends over at the Friendlytown Ecological Terrestrial League of International Field Life Experts, or FetLife, that we needed to eradicate a species. So we brought a bunch of scientists up here, and they decided which species that they would like to eradicate, some of which may exist outside Friendlytown, others only exist in Friendlytown, and as drawings by Dr. Cowan McBoston. Now, this week, we realized that our readings last week were way off. We made a really bad mistake. We didn't need to eradicate a species. According to our friends over at the Friendlytown Ecological, Terrestrial, and Transmigrational Youth Welfare Associate Professionals, or FETIWAP, we need to actually reintroduce a species to our ecosystem to avoid abject collapse and failure. Now, together with our friends at FETIWAP, as well as participation from experts at the Friendlytown Annual Philosophical and Scientific Absolutely Necessary Delineation of Wondrous Ideas for Conservation and Health, or FAP Sandwich, we're going to be bringing the greatest scientific minds available to us together today to explain just what we need to reintroduce to our ecosystem in order to save Friendlytown. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you part two of the Friendlytown Eco Forum. Friendlytown needs to reintroduce a species. Woo! Keep that going. All right. Before we get down to brass tacks, before we get down to business proceedings, I would like to acknowledge a couple people who are integral to the process through which we Friendlytown. Yes, I made it into a verb. Everyone, please give it up for your bartending mayor, Todd Lewis. What? I'm your MC mayor for the evening, Tyler Sonicson, and basically, the rules of Friendlytown are such: whenever someone gets on stage to perform at Friendlytown, they are the Friendlytown mayor. For even if it's 5 minutes, 30 seconds, 10 minutes, 20 minutes, they never got off stage, they're still the Friendlytown mayor. That's how Friendlytown generally operates. And tonight we're actually going to be visited from a number of scientists from FETIWAP and from FAP Sandwich, who are going to discuss which animals we need to reintroduce to this ecosystem and why. Personally, I think that an extinct species that we need to reintroduce to this ecosystem is the type of human that won't fucking balk at a $5 cover. I'm old enough, I'm 34, I'm old enough to remember when humans like that existed. When people would be like, oh, $5, that's nothing for entertainment, here you go, here's my $5. And that species has since been gone extinct, has been replaced by the person who says, oh, $5, touring bands? I don't know, I've never heard of them. Are they Bon Jovi? Nope, okay. Let's go down to the bar at the end of the street with these $6 beers, and let's buy a bunch of $6 beers, which are valued now more than entertainment. I think we need to reintroduce that species, that subspecies of human, to the ecosystem, so we can have shows and actually make a little money for ourselves. Which, by the way, Friendlytown is a free event, so give it up for that, for the altruism of basically me. Give it up for my altruism, you guys. Yay! Altruism. If you don't know what altruism means, it basically means selflessness. And if Friendly Town has taught us anything, it's that selflessness has no rewards. But, but we have a serious, serious issue here in Friendly Town this week, and I think there's no better way to do it than just to bring our scientific experts on stage to explain what species we need to reintroduce. Which, by the way, there will be bonus points given tonight for Jeff Goldblum references, or Richard Attenborough references, Sam Neill, Laura Dern references. Any references to Jurassic Park will be rewarded bonus points, which will be redeemed in the form of beer that is at normal price at the bar later. But you guys can just think, like, you know what? I made a good Jeff Goldblum reference. Just as a caveat, one of our performers tonight, we established last week during the Friendly Town, first episode of the Friendly Town Scientific Forum, that he does not know who, well, he knows who Jeff Goldblum is, but he forgot his name, which is unacceptable. Jeff Goldblum is a national treasure, and he shall be treated as such here at the Friendly Town City Council meeting. Please, before I bring up your first scientist, I want us to observe a moment of silence, not because Jeff Goldblum's dead, he's very much alive and kicking, but I just want us to all have a moment for Jeff Goldblum. 3, 2, 1. You all suck at the slow clap. You all fucking suck at the slow clap. Just imagine Jeff Goldblum's disappointment when I send him that audio file first thing in the morning. That's just the thing Jeff Goldblum and I do. We exchange audio files of what we're doing on Monday night, on Tuesday morning. Last week he was out for a hike with his wife, and he recorded some bird sounds for me, and he sent them to me. It was really neat. You guys ever heard an undulated tinamou? They're pretty cool. They're cool birds. It's a real bird. It's not extinct either, so we can't reintroduce it to the ecosystem. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm proud to introduce. You know, I'm just going to talk about Jeff Goldblum for 40 more minutes. You guys don't like it, you can sit on a goddamn tack, because, all right, you know, if you remember, Jeff Goldblum was the one who, no, not his character, Ian Malcolm. Jeff Goldblum was the one who warned against, you know, you were just so obsessed with can we do it, you didn't stop and ask yourself, should we do this? But we here at Friendly Town know we should do this, because if we don't, our water supply is going to be fucked. We're going to be overridden with whatever invasive species of plant or animal is going to destroy our ecosystem. Your first scientist tonight deciding which animal we have to reintroduce to our ecosystem is the very funny bartending mayor, doctor of bee sociology, Todd Lewis.
Is that guy making fun of me? No buckaroo bonsai fans? No. Alright, so I'm here from the Friendly Town Association of Species that have been eradicated due to over-farming or over-harvesting, and I have over-hunting. I have two examples for you tonight. We all know about, like, the woolly mammoth, the forest elephant, but I'm here to present you all with a great moa, also known as Donnarinus robustus, the tallest bird that ever lived. It's a flightless bird. It was 12 feet tall, and scientists estimate that it weighed between 510 and 615 pounds, with variations in both major New Zealand islands. The giant moa existed in peace and harmony with the ecosystem for 40,000 years until Polynesian settlers hunted it to extinction in the 1500s. The main reason for bringing it back is as follows. The chickens that McDonald's used for the McNuggets are between 3 and 5 pounds each, one providing an estimated 38 to 78 chicken McNuggets. Conservative estimates state that a 615-pound giant moa could provide well over 15,000 Moan McNuggets, or enough nuggets to provide you with a 20-piece meal every day for 2 years. 10-piece meal, that's 4 years. And we already know that it's delicious because it was hunted to extinction. The sauce industry would have a field day With McNuggets cheaper than anything, the sauce fountain would overflow with abundant new sauces. It would be great. And bonus, delicious eggs. Historical and anthropological records indicate that the eggs were just as coveted as the meat for deliciousness. We got to get on it. We can solve hunger. We can solve our boring sauces. And here's the next problem. You know what's a big problem? Overpopulation. Is anyone familiar with the plant? I did one animal and one plant. Silphium. I don't know how to pronounce anything or read. It's also known as laserwort. It was a plant from classic antiquity. It was so essential to the trade in North African economies that they put it on the coins there. And the plant was considered worth its weight in silver by the Romans. The Egyptians and the Minoans from the island of Crete both had specific glyphs for the plant in their hieroglyphics. And the plant was so widely used that the Romans considered it a gift from Apollo. It was used to treat cough, sore throat, fever, indigestion, aches and pains, and a host of other maladies. However, the main reason that it was farmed into extinction is that it was considered a perfect contraceptive. If you wanted to have sex with someone in the classic antiquity and not knock them up, it had to happen. So the Romans straight up like harvested it into extinction. And it was so well known for its importance to sexuality and relationships that they made it a symbol of affection. This is actually what the fruit of the plant looked like. It's a heart. So we should bring back those two things with so we can have some deliciousness and some sex without consequences. Thank you.
All right, the giant moa. I believe the giant moa is a very good possibility to bring back and reintroduce to our ecosystem. Do you guys agree?
Yeah. Chicken nuggets.
Do you guys agree?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, this is how more scientific forums should be. Just a bunch of call and response Hogan style. All right, your next scientist is someone who has who's one of the most analytical minds, analytical minds from our good friends over at Fap Sandwich, a real Renaissance man. He has been called by the scientists at both Fap Sandwich and Fetty Wap, and we're very glad to have him here with his idea for what we should reintroduce to the Friendly Town ecosystem. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. John Hurst.
Thank you for having me on this forum. I am not proud to say it, but last week I made a mistake. This is a character illustration by our own Boston McCown. Cowan McBoston. He gave us a few examples of things, but one in particular I was very rampant about extinction here. I don't think I gave it a name on stage because I couldn't think of one, but I think it should be called a Twitter bat. It's like some sort of it looks like the Twitter bird / bat there. The problem is Friendly Town, in a matter of a week, we actually succeeded in our goal because it turned out to be pretty delicious, kind of like the giant moa. And the other thing is, we did redeem it for fuel points at our local Friendly Town grocer. We got over 900,000 fuel points in a matter of weeks. Give yourselves a round of applause, everyone. That's a lot. That's like up to 3 cents per gallon saved. But I made a mistake here because it turned out that even though I wrote about this at like the death of this species in my well-known black metal magazine of Countdown to Extinction number 75, you can find that in anywhere that Death Heaven's playing currently. But the problem is that when the species went extinct, it brought four additional species to our presence that have have been far worse than what we could ever expect. If someone could hit the right arrow on my keyboard, please. First of all, we have what I call, if I can find my notes here, my very complicated notes. This is the Twitter Bat Boy. It's a younger version of the Twitter Bat. It hangs out at the abandoned hummus factory at Friendly Town. And it voted for Ron Paul in 2016. The taste of it is it's a little bit gamey. It's not as good as the original, so that's why it just basically loiters. It loiters everywhere. The original problem we had with the original Twitter Bat was that it was a combination of bird and bat, which meant that it had bird poop and bat guano, and it just got all over all our statues. It was a big mess. This is just a younger, more poopy version of that, basically. So that is it's bad. It's causing the trouble, especially down at the local arcade. So next one, please. This is the steel bat. You can tell, for one, it has a goddamn hammer. It uses it. It knows how to use it. This joke's going all the way, folks. Just so you know. So. It is known for its steel exterior. It does not taste great, which is a definite con compared to the original. And when it dies, it just becomes litter at that point. The next one. This is the last son of Twitter Bat. You can tell because it never left the 90s. It watches Terminator 2 daily. Thinks Alice in Chains is still the pinnacle of music. And we haven't learned about Tool yet. When it learns about Tool, we're in a big problem here. As you can tell here by the hair and the sunglasses, there's a huge sunglass deficit in Friendly Town right now because it's stealing all our cheap sunglasses. Basically, it tastes kind of like the Black Sun, Black Hole Sun music video, essentially. And finally, one more. This is the Cyborg Bat. It's half Twitter bird, Twitter bat, half cyborg. It has wonderful reception, which is a problem because it steals all our Wi-Fi. We have so many DMCA takedown notices in Friendly Town right now that we are a liability to the rest of the internet. It tastes quite like the internet, which is basically cosplay and overused memes. Very stringy from all the circuitry. The big problem that it has is that going back to the poop problem that the original Twitter bat had, this has laser poop. Don't ask what it does. It just devastates everything inside of it. So the problem we have here is now we have four versions of the freaking species that what we originally wanted to think when we realized that we were blessed all along just to have that menace in our hearts. So please redeem your fuel points immediately. Just give them back to the Friendly Town grocer. I feel that maybe that could be the way we bring this back, from a Friendly Town fortress of friendlitude. To continue with the rampant Superman references that don't make any sense in modern day society. That's it. Please bring back the original Cal McBoston Twitter bat.
Dr. John Hurst, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. John Hurst. And I think he brings up a very cogent point. I think it wouldn't hurt if we were to somehow bring back all the species we eradicated last week.
we eradicated a lot.
Yeah, we killed a lot of species off last week. So I think we might just bring all of them back. I think that's a strong enough argument for that. Ladies and gentlemen, this next scientist is someone who I've not met before tonight personally. And I'm the mayor, so I feel like I should know these things. But it's okay, because if it goes completely off the rails and gets really weird, then we can just blame it on happenstance. But if it's amazing, then we can just say, hey, you know what? We knew this guy had it. Ladies and gentlemen, from the from Fab Sandwich, he's actually one of the founding members of Fab Sandwich. He had a little bit of a falling out with them, but he went away for a little while, kind of did some soul-searching, then he came back. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Alan Johnson.
Hi. It's been a while since I've had a microphone. I like your space here, guys. I'll just take a minute to compliment. I went to art school, so we had art classes with critiques at about this size. You got good feet, we could vibe. It's good. Keep it up. Keep it up. So I didn't know, so I just basically came up just going to ramble about something that I think we should preserve, actually. I think we should preserve really old people. I think they're just wonderful. Like the old kind of people, that you just worry they're going to keel over any minute. They got like the life alert things that you just feel like they need to have the whole time. I know that if we preserve them, that they'll just, well, economy's sake, they'll just keep all the wealth and it won't redistribute it. But anyway, so you guys are prepared. Let's see. Oh, yeah. So I met an old person the other day that melted my heart. I'm a bartender, and she came to my bar. I didn't know that if she should sit at the bar because I thought it was unsafe. But she clambered on up. She got there, and I was like, ma'am, can I get you anything? She said, baby, I can't read anymore. Will you just order this? I like pretty much just about everything. Just, what do you like? Just get this, I'll have it. You just, baby, just fix it up for me. And I was just so touched by her kind. I don't know, she's wonderful. Yeah, that's about it.
One thing Pfaff Sandwich is known for is brevity. And Dr. Alan Johnson has shown that you don't need very many words to make a very good point. So Dr. Alan Johnson, one more time.
Is that a cliffhanger? Like...
I don't know. Will it be? All right. Your next doctor of science from the Science Institute at Friendlytown University, as it's more colloquially known, FU. He actually, ironically, and this really did happen last week at our science forum part one, he made the suggestion that we eradicate old people from the ecosystem. He really did make the suggestion that we eradicate old people. So Dr. Alan Johnson just sort of came and kind of snatched that one right out of his hands. Your next scientist is someone who has been working in the field of really cool science. That's what's on his degree. I don't know what it means, but he is a really cool scientist. Everyone give it up for Dr. Carson Barnes.
So that's my roommate, Al Johnson, Dr. Alan Johnson.
Hit this fucking button, goddammit, did you go to fucking college?
Sorry. That's aggressive, I'm sorry. That, two PBRs, god damn it. Okay. Alright,
so when I give you the. Do the.
Alright, hit it.
The Titano Boa. This thing has got to come back. Immediately. First reason. Fuck crocodiles. Those are scary, but they taste like shit, and they'll kill you. I don't see any reason for them to be here. I have yet to eat that thing, so I don't know if the Titano Boa does taste like shit, but it could come. Next one. I have an extreme phobia of snakes. Like, they scare the fuck out of me. Like, I'll heal over and die if I see one. I need to feel something. It's been a while. The Phobaromonas patisoni, i.e. Oh, I have another. I had a guinea pig that got eaten by a hawk when I was in about the fourth grade. It's one of those things where your mom tells you when you're at church camp, oh, we sent it to a guinea pig ranch. That means she let it the fuck go. Like, this football-sized piece of meat just wandered off and died. So this is why I want to bring back Guineazilla to fuck up that hawk that ate creamy my guinea pig from the fourth grade. It's a weird name. Like, I know why my mom wasn't like, call it like anything else. Next slide. Gigantopithecus. He needs a mate. Mr. Brock Lesnar, former heavyweight champion of the world, is getting lonely. Yeah, sad. And Killis Pringles. Gold Frog. The Gold Frog has got to come back to existence. Here's why. I'm tired of fucking goldfish. I want gold frogs as a delicious treat. I don't know if I have anything after that. Amazon women. We got to bring them back. Because they won't do this shit. So tired of it. So tired of it. He's got built. All right, next. gotta bring back hobbits. Now, I'm not the biggest fan of Lord of the Rings, but I am a huge fan of Hobbit basketball. Just making sure the picture was up there. I spent my entire life playing lacrosse, golf, and ice hockey. I've never been able to dominate basketball. This gives me the opportunity that I rightfully deserve. Thank you. My name is Dr. Carson Barnes. Give it up for Tyler. Woo! All right, give it up one more time for Dr. Carson Barnes. More than one of you, please. He's so charitable, he went out to some 13-year-old kid with Asperger's to write his set for him. And I think that was very nice of him to do that. Oh, yeah, I know, right. Fuck me, right? Because I'm making cruel jokes about another comedian. That's never happened before. But no, that was very, very, very funny. And what was I going to say about Brock Lesnar? I had this note in my head that was... something having to do with, when he said Hobbit basketball, the first thought I had, you know that Elijah Wood would, like, be the Larry Bird of Hobbit basketball. Like, he would shoot, like, you know, like 90% from the three line. Like, I know Elijah Wood would be, like, the breakout star. Right. The 3-foot line, hey-o! That was scientific. That took science to make those observations. You guys think that what we're saying is just dumb bullshit? But it has been scientifically calculated in scientific labs all over the campus of Fetty Wap, the campus of FetLife, and the building, the floor of the building downtown occupied by Fap Sandwich. They're looking to expand. They're looking to get their own campus. But, you know, Fap Sandwich are a bunch of interesting folks. So we're trying to look out for them. Speaking of Fap Sandwich, the next guy is actually the founder of Fap Sandwich. And I mean that because he came up with the acronym and he sent it to me, and I decided it was going to be a really good scientific organization for Friendly Town. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for St. Thomas Ledoux. Dr. St. Thomas, my bad. Dr. St. Thomas Ledoux.
Everybody's talking about how they want to bring back all these species. You're a bunch of crybabies. I don't see why we need to bring all these back. Evolution happens for a reason. Bunch of snowflakes. Everyone wants a fucking trophy. Why do you want to bring back a bunch of losers? A bunch of wash-up schmucks who couldn't hack it the first time. What, you going to bring them back? We got animal welfare to take care of these assholes? They're just a bunch of fucking losers, man. Like my fucking stepson, man. He just fucking makes bad grades and listens to emo music, won't stop fucking stealing his sister's pants. I don't know how to get through the fucking kid, man. I try to make him play sports. I try to show him my Bob Seger records. And he fucking looks at me like I'm a fucking alien, man. Meanwhile, my goddamn wife won't even act like I'm in the room. I'm supporting this whole family. But what? Ah! Bunch of crybabies. Heard a guy really wants bigger chicken nuggets. Just get a fucking job, buy some more fucking nuggets. Fuck. I work like a goddamn dog in a factory. all y'all fucking chickens I want, alright? Fuck those chickens. I know what it feels like to be treated like an animal. I deserve to treat something else like an animal, alright? I can't hit my fucking kid, because last time I did that, I ended up in court. That's why I don't have my old kids, alright? I'm not gonna fuck it up with the new ones. Cost too much money. Heard some other punk says he wants to bring, doesn't want old people to die. I fucking want to die, alright? You think we all want to be alive? My family makes this, me wear this fucking life alert around my fucking neck like a goddamn leash. I'm just waiting for the day the batteries run out. I'm not going to press that button, nobody comes. And I just get to fucking go to sleep. Have a fucking moment's peace. Christ. Fucking stepson, man. I think he's gay. I don't know what to do about it. I'm not mad at him, but I don't know what the fuck. I don't relate to the kid. I don't know who the fuck RuPaul is. Alright? What the fuck am I supposed to talk with him about? I was raised like a man. I chop wood. I mow grass. I eat meat. This fucking kid says he wants to go to school and be a biologist. He's into frogs or some shit. What the fuck? That's the gayest shit I ever heard. What am I supposed to say to that kid? I've eaten a fucking frog. I don't know, man. Maybe you'll find some other gay kids in college. There's no one in this fucking town with any culture. It's a fucking wasteland. Fucking washed up old mill town. Dusty. Dying. Just like my fucking hopes and dreams. It's all gone. The kid's gonna go to college and I fucking hate him, but I'm gonna miss him. His sister, I don't know, she'll probably just, she's a fucking idiot. She'll probably stay, she's not going anywhere. She'll be a fucking cracko, she'll be around for a minute. I only got enough energy to take care of one of them. I got college for one. You might not fucking wear pants that fit, but the kid's fucking smart, alright? What am I supposed to do? How am I supposed to argue with the fucking 17-year-old is smarter than me, alright? I didn't fucking finish high school, alright? I work a mill. I work a machine. Alright, with my hands. I don't need to use my brain. I got my hands. Alright? This kid only does is fucking thinks he can walk circles around me. I'm still the boss of this house. I still pay your allowance. I still put food on the table. You wanna argue with me about existentialism? You can go fucking exist up in your room, all right? Bring back a bunch of goddamn birds and shit. They can fly. What the fuck else do you want? There's some shit trying to kill you. Fly the fuck away. Use your fucking bird brains. I don't know. If you can't fucking learn, what am I supposed to do for you? You'll end up like me in the fucking mill town. Going extinct because you didn't know how to use your fucking brain, and when the factory left, you didn't have anything left to live by. That's what I'm saying. I'm going extinct up here, alright? I'm gonna fucking die alone, and everyone I love is gonna leave me for better pastures. And I don't think a goddamn lame-ass frog, a bird, a snake that can't figure it out either deserves any better unless someone's willing to drag me out of this goddamn hellhole. That's all I gotta say. Give me that.
Give it up for the entire ethos of Trump's campaign. Dr. St. Thomas Ledoux. Seriously, I have no idea what the fuck just happened. It was really, really, really stark. Really makes you think about things. Really makes you wonder how we got to where we've gotten to. Here we are. That's right. Here we are, City Council. I think your final scientist of the evening is one of the truly great scientific minds. He actually converted his family's old hamburger diner in Fountain City into a science warehouse. I think that's the technical term for it. And he's going to wow you with his ideas for what we need to bring back from extinction for Friendly Town's ecosystem. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Alex Linton.
Super excited to follow that.
You're all gonna die. Life is worthless. It's not worth living.
And next up is Alex Linton. Come on. All right. So,
there we go.
This presentation is called Phoenix Rises. Thanks, Paul. Yes. Anyways, I believe we should bring back the great and powerful. I believe that it went out too soon. I believe it went out before its heyday. I believe we can become more powerful and better than ever before. Talking, of course, about MySpace. From the ashes of Phoenix. I think that's Harry Potter or some shit. I think it's pretty close. So next up, the golden years, 2005, 2007. You're fucking shit. Oh, look at this shit. Look at this shit. Oh, man. Yeah. They fucking lost that money right there. That's an actual picture. It's an actual picture. That's a real thing. Yeah, more business than Google. Like, what the fuck's up, Google? Like, fuck you, huh? But being a little bitch over there. That's what Google's doing right there. Being a little bitch. Fuck you, Google. Fuck you, Google. Being a little bitch. It says it's a social media game, bro. You know what happened, man? It's brand new shit, dog. Fuck off this. Alright. What was that? Alright. Why was it the bomb.com? Okay? Alright. Oh, IDK. Maybe cuz. Customizable app, bro. Look at this shit. Look at this shit. Look at this shit. Look at that fucking awesome. That's a beautiful goddamn picture. Look at all the customization you can do in that. Can't do shit in that Facebook shit. Look at this goddamn shit. Look at this fucking, Look at that sweet fucking wallpaper. You don't see that shit on Facebook, bro, amigo. Alright? You don't see that shit. This is MySpace only. OG. Look at this shit. Look at her name. Forever. Because she's deep, okay? 19. Being 19 is really hard, guys. And MySpace allows her to... Whatever. Get the fuck off the next page. Alright. I don't know why I animated twice. Oh, there we go. Cool. Alright. You can show people your sweet music taste, bro beans. Because how else will you know that everything is alright? That is, everything is alright, my Motion City soundtrack. I was very into them, I'm not ashamed of it. Fuck you guys. I also thought, I was like, look, if you're in this cool indie band, and Tyler's just like, oh, no. They're not indie, anyways. Next one. Here's the best feature. That brings me back. You can let your friends know their fucking place, bro, Sidon. Okay? You can let them know their fucking place. Look at this shit. Look at this shit. Bryn is sixth after fucking up. Because he can't take that shit. Okay? You gotta text. You gotta protect your Broshin. Your bro Sidon. Your king of the Broshin. You need to fucking show your shit. Alright, I'm done with the bro jokes, I promise. Okay? Fuck you, Bryn, though. Seriously, this bro's sixth. She's a fucking bitch. Fuck Bryn. But me and Ender are still bros for life. Okay, that's actually the last bro joke. Alright, next one. Okay, the bottom line, this is why I need to bring MySpace back. But, well, fuck Facebook. Woo! MySpace forever. Classic, right? You ever seen this one before? Brand new. So original, so funny. I really miss high school. Okay, next one. Together we can make social media great again. Woo! MySpace! MySpace! MySpace!
I don't think we can take that. I don't think we can just stand by idly and let Facebook control our lives. We need to bring back MySpace. Who knows who is friends with Tom? Is anyone here friends with Tom on MySpace? Literally,
Tom, yeah. Allen?
No, not Tom Allen.
Hey,
no, the Tom Anderson guy. The guy who's like, you know this guy on Facebook. This guy?
Yeah.
The guy who's like in a white t-shirt and smiling over his shoulder. I think we need to find him. We need to track him down and we need to kill him. So we harvest his brain and harness the creative power that brought us MySpace. And I think that will trickle out into us eventually bringing back other species like the Twitter bat, species like old people, which is not a species yet. But however, we can get Fetty Wap or FetLife or perhaps Fat Sandwich once they get the accreditation to classify old people as a species. We're still working on Fat Sandwich's accreditation. It's been a long, slow burn. I want you guys to please put your hands together for our meeting of the minds tonight. Dr. of Bee Sociology, Todd Lewis, Dr. John Hurst, Dr. Alan Johnson, Dr. Carson Barnes, Dr. St. Thomas Ledoux, and Dr. Alex Linton. Give it up for our... the sheer panel of brilliance which we have just observed, and as well as the open mic beforehand. That was a lot of fun. Thank you all for being here. Thank you guys for bringing the most adorable dog we've had at Friendly Town so far.
I'm about to say, don't let Ricky.
Yeah, I know. Well, she hasn't brought Hadley to Friendly Town, has she?
She
has.
Oh, okay. I wasn't around. Okay.
I just tweeted her. Just told her.
Oh, really? God damn it. She's going to unfriend me on everything now. She's going to flip out and unfriend me on everything. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been Friendly Town Needs to Reintroduce a Species. Please add us on Facebook. We are I know we might just go back to MySpace and make a Friendly Town MySpace page just because of what we just saw. But we are on Facebook at facebook.com/friendlytownknoxville. You can also hashtag Friendly Town and all your Twitterness. And if you are interested in contacting us or contributing to issue 3 of the Friendly Town zine, just email us at friendlytownmayor@aol.com. It's not a MySpace page quite yet, but it is an AOL email address. You can still make those.
Woo!
You can still make those. So I think with the ideas we've generated today, we just might save Friendly Town's ecosystem. So please, give it up for that. And come back next week. You can hang out. The bar is open for an insurmountable amount of time tonight. Get some bars from your bartending mayor, Todd Lewis. Get some bars. I'm referring to gold bars, of course. He has like a bunch of gold bars stashed behind the bar. Get some beers from the bar. Hang out. We're hang out with us. We're very friendly. We might go to Taco Bell after. Who knows? Or one of the two, because we love ourselves. Get home safely. Be here next week for the Friendly Town needs a Mad Scientist special. Friendly Town Needs a Mad Scientist next week, May 8th, here at the Pilot Light, 7:30 next Monday. Get home safe. We love you. Have a good night. Bye. Thank you.